The best strategy to help you silence fear in your life is to actually have a strategy. Don't have one yet? That's okay. I got you. Right now, you can get my Brave Life Planner for free. Just go to getyourbraveon.info and you can download my morning boot up routine that helps you focus on what you're grateful for, develop strategies and pathways to achieve your goals, and it helps you pick one brave thing a day to do so you don't get so overwhelmed. You also get my free daily planner to help you stay on task, and there's a video that comes with it to walk you through on how to use it. Download it for free at getyourbraveon.info. You deserve to live an extraordinary life. Not later, not someday in the future, but right now. So how do you do it? This podcast will help. It's the Brave Meditation to ease your worries right now. We're building on episode 62, where we talked about weakness as a strength and the five ways to finally start living an extraordinary life, realizing that you have the superpower on your side, God's unfailing love. You have the power of prayer. You can talk to him. You know that he's going to provide for you. You know that he's going to comfort you in times of need. And you know that he gives you an abundance of grace and mercy. So knowing those five things, all that stuff you're worried about, doesn't seem to matter that much anymore, does it? So what if you took all that stuff that you're so scared of right now, the things you're afraid of, and you are grateful? That you have no idea how to face them, that's right. But you tell Jesus, you're going to have to carry these things for me. And then you believe that he can handle it better than you. That is how to get the extraordinary life. And that is what we're going to go through in today's faith-based meditation. I am so glad you are here. Jesus said, "Come to me with your burdens, and I will give you rest." He wants you to come to him with your emotional needs, and he will bring you comfort. Nothing is impossible. So why don't we do that right now? This is why I love meditation. It's kind of next level faith to your prayer life. It's you experiencing God, experiencing the promise that he gives you. So if you're burdened with worries today, just give me 10 minutes. Find yourself a quiet place. Maybe put some headphones on where it's just you and me. And then we're going to invite God into our atmosphere, into our presence, and ask him to ease our emotional needs and our worries. We're going to believe that he's going to do it. And we're going to experience it. Why is meditation so effective, according to science, about calming stress and easing our worries? It's because it's an emotional experience. When you are quiet, you're telling your mind, you're telling your body that everything's going to be okay. And the trick to make it the most effective is when you're meditating is to not stop until you physically feel the emotion of the result that you want. Check out the CPR episode. We talked about how to get that result last week. So throughout this process, I want you to let your emotions go. And I want you to experience what it truly would be like if you weren't worried about this stuff anymore and you truly did give it to Jesus. How would that feel? What would that do for the rest of your day? How would it improve your mood? How would it improve all of your relationships? How would it improve your life? Let's try this, okay? So find yourself a quiet place. I always recommend sitting up straight so you don't fall asleep. It's not the end of the world, but it's helpful to finish the whole thing. If you're alone, that's great. Turn me up on speaker. Maybe listening to me in some headphones on to silence all the other noises around the house. Just get comfortable. Sit up, just kind of loosen up your arms and uncross your legs. just kind of just lay like a noodle, sit like a noodle, like you're loose. Shake out your hands, wiggle your fingers, move your head around, just be. Now we're going to breathe. This process resets the amygdala in your brain so that you can be calm and can quench your anxiety. So you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and breathe out for 7. Doing that 3 times in a row resets your amygdala. You ready? Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to do the next one with you. Ready? Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Last time. Breathe in. You're right where you are. I want us together to say a prayer and ask God to enter our room. God, just be with us. Jesus, we want to experience your presence. You say you will comfort us. Can we feel that right now? Let's go to our beautiful meadow, that place where you feel so safe, safer than any other place. Such beauty, it's surrounding you. Can't help but smile as you smell the fresh flowers. All around you is just peace. You're walking through the meadow, touching some of the flowers on this path. And you see a big willow tree up ahead of you. A cozy little shady spot with someone there welcoming you to join them. It looks so safe. It looks so inviting. So you head that direction. It's about 10 more steps. 1, 2. You can almost hear like the crackling of the gravel. 3, 4, 5. Now that you're getting closer, you're like, there he is. There's Jesus. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice. You sit down. He looks over at you. He says, what's going on? You say, Jesus, I'm so worried. And you take this stack of cards out of your pocket. It's like the very thick, heavy cardboard ones. They're so uncomfortable in your pocket. You've been just wanting to get rid of them. And it's like each card is another thing that you're overwhelmed by. The thing that you don't know how to handle. The prayer that you've been praying forever. The person you're so worried about. It's a stack. And you start talking to Jesus about it one by one. And he says, well, just give them to me. Come to me with your burdens, and I will give you rest. And you'll be in the comfort of my presence, for nothing is impossible for me. Come to me with your emotional needs. That's why I died for you. So one by one, you take a card. You hand it to him. He puts it in his pocket. Your stress about finances. Your worries about a wayward child. Concerns about your relationship. One by one. Every single worry and every single card you let go. He says, now, doesn't that feel so much better? You start to smile. You're still kind of understanding the gravity of all those things that you've given. He says, I want you to feel better now. I don't promise you all these things so that you can live in worry. I didn't die for you to be so consumed and sad. I'm here to ease your burdens. Just let me. I will carry these things for you. He starts to stand up and he reaches for your hand and he pulls you up too. And he's like, it's like you're my child. He says, remember when you had children and they were young and you'd give them piggyback rides to the park? That's what I want you to imagine me doing for you. Jump on my back. You're like, no, no. He's like, no, jump on my back. I will carry you. I want you to be like a child with no worries. I want you to have faith like a child that you believe anything is possible. Get on my back. Let me carry you through this meadow, back to safety, back home. And you laugh and you say, okay. You get on his back. You smile and laugh and you feel like a little kid. You're so happy and so thrilled and he runs and you laugh and he's laughing and you realize you're right. This rush comes over you. It's like light everywhere. You're like, I don't have a care in the world. Light is shining into every corner of your being and suddenly you feel all right again. Let's just experience that emotion right now. Thank you. All my worries are gone. They're in the much more capable hands of Jesus, where something can finally be done about them. And I can finally rest and live the extraordinary life of joy that God has planned and wants for me. Thank you, Father. Open your eyes and bask in this feeling all day long. And if you start to worry, just come back to this podcast, put it on repeat if you need to, and listen again. Every day you can do this and practice joy. Practice giving your worries away. Imagine every day, and your body will experience it. Believe it's happening. And you will have a more extraordinary life. That is how you can get your brave on today. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for your support of the Get Your Brave On podcast. I'd love to connect with you. Call my hotline anytime and let me know how this podcast is impacting your life and how you're silencing fear at 530-4-AMANDA. Let's connect on socials and get more strategies to silence fear every day on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Amanda Carroll Show. And if you want to go deeper, join my Patreon. You can get daily motivations and prayers and meditations and live videos. Just go to getyourbraveon.info and sign up to be a member of the Get Your Brave On tribe. Join our Facebook group too. Just search Get Your Brave On. And I'd be honored if you would follow this podcast and subscribe and even leave a review. That helps more women just like you facing a plot twist find more strategies to silence fear. I'll shout you out in the next episode, or even send me an email to amanda@amandacarroll.org and tell me how God is using this podcast in your life. Like Kim did. She said, I just want to thank you for your podcast. I signed up in July and honestly always deleted your message. That's okay. Or sometimes just took a quick glance. But today was different. It was as if God was drawing me to really take a look at it, and I did. After downloading the app to get a podcast, I went back and clicked on the prayer. As I stood in my bathroom brushing my teeth, the words just filled the room with a peacefulness. It came over me, and it was like a weight had been lifted. The stress of living with a few disabilities and being on long medical leave from work for over a year, and the stress of trying to go back to work with homeschooling two kids, I was keeping it all in. I just wanted to know how much you make a difference. I even shared your podcast with my mom, cousin, and brother, even though he's not a lady. He's going through a tough time and wanted him to hear the prayer. So bless you. Bless you. I am so thankful that God used this in your life. You're my why. I'm honored to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out anytime. All the links are in the show notes. And I love the idea of you listening to the episodes while you're brushing your teeth. I actually think it's perfect. Start your day with me. Just make sure you follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get your brave on.